Hare Krishna. This morning we had a istagosti in a temple room. It's Hungarian, so I won't be able to have devotees listen to it in detail. Of course, Hungarian speakers can go there. And it was interesting. We're sort of beginning of a series of istagostis. About helping our children here further in New Brajadam and in their training and education. And here the focus was really, and we had really lots of participation. It could have gone on a lot longer than the hour and 20 that it did, but I had to stop because I've got a big, busy day. And I just presented to the devotees that in our original conception here of New Brajadam, we began with a Gurukul, which was here practically before anything else, including Radhisham, the temple, or even any buildings, that there was a day school, and it was not meant to be an ashram for the obvious reasons of a lot of the abuse that's transpired worldwide, and I really wasn't keen to take that responsibility on at that time. And remember, that was 25 years ago when things were really very intense. And now we have some children who are 16 years old, 17 years old, almost ready to join the Brahmacharini ashram, but especially as I'm sort of working on the format to write the second volume of the Varnashram Compendium, which is about ashrams, and making the framework for it, Brahmachari Ashram is a real large part of that. And Brahmachari Ashram generally is viewed in terms of ashram for training, which is somewhat different than the type of Brahmachari Ashram that we have, where 20-year-olds move into the temple. They get sort of a minimum of education, and then they go out and do some service after a bhakta program and so on. The real Brahmachari Ashram of Vedic culture is something that starts between at age 6 and goes up until age 20, 25. And then if someone wants to decide to continue on as a Brahmachari, then he'll do that and live in the ashram of the guru. So both for boys and girls, the real question that we brought up is that since we're only going to have, at least at present, children move into the ashram at 18, could be earlier, even if it's 16, it doesn't matter. But are they missing something between the ages of 6 and 16? And this was our conversation, our discussion, the conclusion, overwhelming majority, was that yes, we're missing something. And of course, they're missing a certain type of training, because the training they receive at home from parents or the parenting that they receive is quite different than what they would receive in an ashram. And in the future, we'll talk about, well, can we compensate for this, and what can we do in order that children don't miss out on an integral part of their education in Krishna consciousness. And there was it was pretty good instead of in terms of staying on the subject, but obviously there were little deviations going in this way and that way, and some solutions already being given to what some perceived as the problem. And fair enough, those we will discuss at a future time. But the reality was that, yes, children do miss something because parents have been themselves raised as parents, raised by parents, and their vision up to now is to parent children. And it was interesting that in our discussion it was also agreed that we don't have any real standard in terms of parenting here. Srila Prabhupada certainly gives instructions in his books, but that would be formulated and collected and put into some kind of written form, so that at least here is what is recommended parenting standards for Krishna consciousness that we don't have here in Yuvajadam, may exist elsewhere. Here we don't particularly have it, and therefore parents express that there's a real wide spectrum of parenting, there's a wide spectrum of children conduct, and whereas the kids are wonderful, the parents are wonderful, the facilities here are wonderful, but it still could be more wonderful, and there still could be more organization and a structure and a vision to the whole thing. And some devotees brought up some examples where they thought that parenting is lacking. And in this stage here, when we talk about can at a certain point parents think a little less about their home as a home and the children are children? Can they envisage themselves to be a little more like a ashram teacher in an ashram? That's not going to be a completely practicable reality. But is there something more that they can do? And while we're discussing these standards, it became very clear that sometimes what we call ashram training is something that in a more cultured society, or in a cultured society, would be called good parenting. The children are taught to be respectful, clean, responsible in many ways, and polite in their dealings, which is, of course, these qualities are also there. These are things that children would learn in a Gurukul ashram. But there's something that they may learn also in a boarding school. There's something that they may learn in a family, if those are the values. But once again, it was agreed that, well, but we don't have all these common values, and so some children are better raised than others. I gave the example the other day that I went to a end of a counselor program to meet some of the devotees, and I don't know how many adults there were there, but 12 adults, and there were probably as many children in the playing in the backyard. But when I arrived there, neither the children of their own volition came to say Hare Krishna, and neither did the parents call them, which even in my upbringing would have been unheard of, that any kind of guest comes into the home that I wasn't expected to come and say hello, how are you, and then go back, or if I didn't do that, that I would be called on to do that. So before perhaps even investigating whether parents can function in a parent ashram role at home, really review what are the real standards that we actually want to transmit to our children, because ultimately many of the devotees don't necessarily come from the type of homes where they really learned high standards of conduct, responsibility, and so on. And therefore, what are they going to give to others, or if they try to pass on something from some book, and sometimes devotees use different types of karmi reference books. There's sometimes, and often there is, very good, valuable, moral things there. On the other hand, sometimes methods of parenting are quite different than, for instance, what Srila Prabhupada recommends. So anyway, at the end, we concluded that, yes, we need to speak more about this. And yes, the children are missing out on something if they don't go to a Gurukula ashram, if they don't get ashram training. Now, the real question is how we're going to compensate for that. Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they would all be getting this culture. And even girls, they would be at home, but they wouldn't just be at home. They would be at home imbibing a culture that had been passed down for generations. And they'd also be receiving education at home. Teachers would come to home rather than them going to teachers. Teachers would come to them. So, a very interesting discussion, very fruitful discussion, and we'll be continuing it more as we can. Hare Krishna.